Grace be unto you, peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My fellow redeemed in Christ, have you ever been afraid of death or dying? I do. Have you ever been afraid of being hungry? I do. Some of you may recall the World Hunger Awareness Day encountered during Lent on Monday, March 22nd. With considerable interest, I observed what was going on that day. In fact, I had my own agenda on the same day. I decided not to take the dinner, my main meal of the day. To make it even more vivid, I did the yard work between 5:15 to 6 o'clock, our ordinary evening meal time. I normally then do such work on Monday. My wife asked me the purpose. I told her, today, my number of students are thinking about the world hunger. I want to be aware of student hunger. When as usual, I returned to my office for evening work. At 11 o'clock, I went to bed. I felt as though my body system was telling me, this brings back the old memories. That is, when I had to take frequent fasting involuntarily, not just one or two times, but for more than 2 years. That was many years ago when I had fled from North Korea to South. Even those lean years of my life, having only one meal a day was almost a normal routine. Every evening I went to bed with a hungry feeling. The really painful aspect was that I had no assurance of having more food tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. That made me hard to no end. In contrast, this time, on the beautiful campus of Concordia Seminary, skipping one or two meals only voluntarily, it didn't disturb much. Yet I felt hungry in bed in the evening. I contemplated on hunger, suffering, and pain in life in the midst of the Lenten season at that time. At last, my thoughts came to the most dreadful subject, death. Not someone else's death, but my own death. For I too will die. Soon I noticed a clear difference. Now I am hungry, but with an unmistakable assurance and certainty, I could tell myself that tomorrow noon you would have something to eat. In fact, abundance. It was not like the hunger I had experienced a long time ago, with no assurance of having a better day. Yet, we too will experience the pain and the anxiety of dying, but we have the unmistakable assurance and certainty of life. To live and to have an abundant life guaranteed by our Savior Jesus Christ, who has risen from the dead. Hungry, but not the same kind of hunger. Dying, but not the same kind of dying as the hopeless in despair. There are two types of hunger, two kinds of death. One with a definite assurance of hope, and the other with no hope. We have a new life in Jesus Christ. Christians experience living and dying totally new perspective. There was an international consultation the Japanese 10 years ago in Tokyo, Japan, under the theme, Christ and His Gospel in Our Culture. During a discussion period, in response to the question, what would happen to an Indian or a Japanese when he became a Christian? Will he still be an Indian or a Japanese? I remember vividly a Japanese late participant remarked in a very simple rhetorical question, he said, "Ima, karewa, Christian ni otte yomita ka Nihonjin ja nai deshou ka? Isn't he now a re-living Japanese in Jesus Christ?" Many listeners heard this sentiment. The same person that gives a totally new perspective in life, called a new man. The text for this morning's meditation gives us a rather simple but profound wisdom of living, a perfect life, a perfect life, and brings about the hope and the assurance, an aspiration, united with Christ, the risen Lord. The two words, or rather two words, in verses 1 and 2, the Tento, Pronoto, Utoano, have the same thought, to devote ourselves to the things of God, where Christ is, in this supreme exaltation. Faith is heaven. Set our sight on the rich treasure and joys of heaven, where Christ is heaven. In the place of honor and power, a life that ever looks upward to Christ, no longer concerned with the trivial things on earth. Second, think, heaven. Set our minds on not to what is earthly, to the old world to which we have died. Let heaven fill our thoughts, not spend our time worrying about things down here. Think heaven. This is a concise and clear blueprint of the new, or rather the renewed life in Jesus Christ. Here we are not thinking about another world. We Christians too go on with the work of this world and this life on earth with normal routines and relationships. But there is distinct difference. From now on, we view everything against the background of eternity and no longer a life as if this world was all that matter. This gives us a new set of values. Christians will go on using the things of the world, food, clothing, work, and so on. But He will use them and view them in a new way. His standard of values will be God and not man. Yes, we too die, but it will be a death with certainty of an abundant life to come. Just as we have initiated with hunger, and hunger for sure but with assurance of food tomorrow. Our life is given in certain sense, given with Christ under the curtain and shadow of death. Therefore, the world at times cannot recognize the difference between believers and non-believers. But the day will come when Christ will return in glory on that day of abundance, with no hunger, no dying anymore. As the altar of Bible, who has very meaningfully set the subtitle for the passage that is the sermon text, the signature theme in their Christmas banner, the heavenly war and the Christian way of living. Our life and its goals are entirely focused on these things above. For musician, music is his life. For sportsman, sport is his life. For Christian, health is our life. We judge everything in the light of his death and the resurrection. Indeed, we too, with the people of the world, may be hungry, but our hunger has its definite end too. Yes, we too, like all other mortals, die, but our dying has its end. Truly, we have an unmistakable assurance and certainty, for that. Our Savior is risen. We too shall rise and live in abundance and fullness in heaven. For us, there is only the dying with the assurance of living. May God bless us and keep us with such assurance and certainty.